If everybody is set, we will call to order the Monday, March 27th meeting of the River Grove Water District at 17661 Pilkington Road. And let the minutes reflect that all commissioners are here.
At 4:30.
At 4:30, yes. And one guest in the audience, that would be Mr. Patterson, Alan Patterson. So, review and approval of minutes. Anybody have anything they want? Well, public comment? Alan, did you have public comment?
I'm the only cheerleader tonight. Just got one comment.
Okay.
Alan Patterson, 18926 Southwest Airwood Avenue, like Oswego. Recently sent a note to the board regarding asking for the number of hours to the censure. That was sent on Sherry Patterson. And I got a no answer back in an envelope that had a $9.70 stamp on it. And I think that's a little bit wasteful. I think you might want to check your internal postage meter. I think that you might be able to do. I live 10 blocks from here. You don't need the, you know, 62-cent stamp would be just fine.
Dad?
Several other neighbors have complained about that to me regarding that. So whatever's going on, it should be maybe reviewed.
That was done, I am sure, as a matter of public record. You know, when you've got a request for something, then it needs to be tracked. And that was, I am assuming, the reason it was done that way.
Was there a return receipt?
No, there was no signature.
No, not a signature. Mm-hmm.
Same thing would happen to the
certified mail.
Goes right into the mailbox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just doesn't get tracked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just a comment.
Okay, thank you. Review and approval of minutes.
I move to accept the minutes as drafted for the meeting of February 27th, 2023.
I'll second.
Second. Any comments? Hearing none, I would ask for a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. We will approve the minutes as presented. GM, you're up.
All righty. We'll start with a one generator replacement project. We met with attorney last week on the 23rd. Gave them a notice to proceed on Friday, the 24th. Project end date is the 31st of July. I noted on there that actually is a fluid date because they're required to have the project completed 45 days after the delivery of the generator. I'm going based off the generator expected in about the 15th of June. Financial for the project is $120,219. Concrete pad coming in at $53,400, and the generator itself coming in at $66,819.
Now, that generator is not part of attorney's work.
No, it's ours. We purchased it through Pacific Power, and it'll be delivered. But they're responsible for putting it in place.
Yep.
That's all in the specifications, and moving the current Doosan portable up to well 3. And that's all part of their bid price. That's why I accepted their bid. It was very, very good.
Good.
DMAR tomorrow, you'll see that the project is complete and the contract was terminated. I put the contract termination letter in your board folder. We issued the final check last week, and that's been mailed, and that was sent, of course, you know, receipt. I mean, so sorry, delivery confirmation.
A question on why did you not show, we have project financials, which I appreciate, but you don't show the liquidated damages that we collected.
It's in your letter.
It's in the letter, but it's not listed, not summarized here.
Well, I would normally not ever do that. I would do it exactly how I've done it with the contract price and the payments to date. The letter, you know, accompanies that. It shows what the liquidated damages were. That's what the check less the expenses plus the liquidated damages. It's all in the attachment letter.
I think I would have preferred to see that added because it's a savings that we're not spending that money.
Right. Well, I think overall we saved almost $20,000. That's why I put in there the new contract price was $355.
Mm-hmm.
So final project is $337. So as you know, we brought Reservoir 3 project in under budget. And here's the second capital improvement project that we've brought in under budget.
Keep going.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So you'll notice that I did up there with Turney is I think it's a great advantage to meet with them and define, go over the requirements of the contract and the expectations of the district. And I will say Turney has been wonderful so far. They were out today on site again with locates and different things. I've just been impressed. Again, I think I said that to last time that when Turney won, they asked the right questions. They're intelligent questions. I'm really excited, and I want to see how they're going to do on the project. And if they are successful, there's other projects that we have in the district that don't have to be bid out. And I hear they do very good work on fire hydrant replacements.
Good.
Going under operations, we were notified for PFAS sampling. It'll be conducted in April or May. I gave you the history of the PFAS for the district. So there's really nothing that I can add to that until they come out and do their testing.
Even though the initial results were favorable for us.
Correct. Yes, and that's what I put in there, that they there were no, and any of the samples that they took at all three well sites, they were negative PFAS detections at or above the MRLs. Mm-hmm. So that's very good news for us. Now that the labs have, you know, tweaked their measurement levels and they've dropped them, they think now they might be able to find districts that may have, in fact, PFAS at a concerning level, and that's why they took action to lower their levels at which reportable results can be found.
What does MRL stand for?
Minimum reporting levels.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I thought, yeah, I can start spelling stuff like that out. I'm an acronym person. I'm Air Force.
What's
remember
the name
that.
Of the lab?
I don't know, Commissioner Patterson, who the lab was. The lab was used by Oregon Health Authority, and the testing, as I put here in our report, that the testing was paid for by the EPA. So I have no idea who the EPA and OHA lab used. Don't have that information. I'm sorry. That's something that all the board would like to know. I can try to drill down and find that.
They're probably not going to disclose that, but you can ask.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of other groups that are going through this testing. So.
Oh, DEQ has their own lab also.
Yes, and I'm sure that's what they went through.
Which is a state, yeah. In fact, yeah. ODA is part of that too. So, yeah. In fact, our new labs will all be together in Wilsonville in another year. So.
Mm-hmm. Wilsonville, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so PFAS is out on the news. If you don't know, you watched your TV over the weekend, it's out there again. I'm prepared if, you know, we get another call from one of the, you know, TV stations. I have a canned response that we've been notified of testing, and we're just on hold until they schedule us for testing, and then the results when we get them in. Customer assistant request call-outs. We had 38 site visits, and we have one emergency call-out on Dogwood Drive. Over 2 weeks ago on the weekend. Shutoff notices, we have a shutoff scheduled for tomorrow.
Was that our service line that broke?
It was their service line, and it was one where, unfortunately, I'm never going to get the backflows. I'm always going to have to deal with backflows while I work here. I just know that. It was a backflow that we removed. We removed it 2 weeks ago. Suddenly now they have a crack in their service line. They're blaming the district. So we had to go out there, and I responded because I wanted to know what was going on. They said it was quite considerable flooding. Been told that in the past, but when I went out there, there was quite considerable. I had our WD2 on call. He responded. It took him 8 hours to fix that because it was cracked in two places, and that's not counting the parts that we had to run to Home Depot and get. So, I'm hoping there's no more of that, but I could not can actually state to them with 100% integrity that we didn't cause it. And it was right there at the apex of where the backflow was removed and the PEX was put in. So, and I didn't want to. I my suspicions told me we were a little bit too rough with it and caused the crack.
That's your judgment call. That's
exactly. Fine. And so that's my call, and we repaired it, and she was very happy. It took Jason 8 hours out there. I stayed out as long as I could and then came back here at the office just in case he needed backup, but that was an 8-hour repair. So, and he elected, you know, of course, overtime for that, which we were glad to pay. Shut-off notices tomorrow. We're going to be shutting off. We had 38 accounts identified. We're still at a good percentage of 3%. We've had all accounts pay except for two. I've listed the staff training that we have completed.
Could you say that again, please? We have identified 38 accounts, 4 shut off, but only 2 are still delinquent?
Yeah, we identified 38 accounts for shut off, and we have everyone who's paid other than 2.
Oh,
so we'll
okay.
be doing 2 shut offs tomorrow.
Oh, okay. That sounds a lot better.
Yeah, that's what
oh,
I
I'm
was
so
to
sorry.
Get.
I'm so sorry. I did want to touch base because I was asked this at the last meeting about the loan that we have for our capital improvement project. So I reached out to Business Oregon. We do have the funds. We're still, you know, we haven't moved up on the list or anything. And it's going to be at least a few more months until they're ready to reach out and talk to us about funding. So they ask us for our continued patience. There's nothing that we can do to up ourselves, to elevate ourselves on the list. The list stands as is. And then what they shared with me, the problem is that districts that scored higher from us aren't ready to start. And because they came in like a 2, 3, 4, 5, et cetera, whatever they ranked order, they're going in ranking order. So if they're not ready, that delays everybody behind them. And I said, well, why couldn't we move up if we're ready to go and get our project done? And they said, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. So so as of the 8th of March, which is when they replied back to me, and then I actually called and made contact with them, we're on our list. Our money's not going to be taken away. It's just, you know, it's just the red tape up at a government level, and, you know, they're working through it. So I'll reach back out. I said, when would be a good time? And they said, probably, why don't you reach out in May? We'll give you a status of where we're at. I also did called my connection at Business Oregon and asked him to keep me informed if he heard anything kind of under the rug or anything unofficial.
How much are you likely to receive, Janine?
I don't know. I can't answer that. They approved the grant went in for $5.8 million, and we got approved, but I don't know how much. And so again, it makes it very difficult. There's nothing we can do.
Crossed.
Yeah, to control. You're not going to get all that. I pretty well can tell you that. But we can't do anything until the other people move forward. We were one of the highest asks. So I don't know if that affected our ranking. But I told you all very directly what affected our ranking. It's not, we're not a treatment. So, you know, we have clean water we're providing. It's not a storage. We have storage for our clean water. Ours is the lowest level. It's piping. You can call it distribution. You can call it whatever you want. It's piping. It's improving the pipes that take our water to our customers. But our customers are getting clean water without any, you know, chemicals, you know, any type of infiltration of anything. So that's why we ranked where we ranked. I think we're fortunate that we got where we got, and we're also not a disadvantaged community. So I think that the assessment and ranking was fair on how it needed to be. If you look through the financial reports, mm-hmm. you'll see we're in really good shape for where we are now for this end of the third quarter. I did take the liberty of ordering our meters. Meter replacement starts this summer. So I got a good deal from General Pacific, and I ordered 50 more meters.
What is the body of those meters? Are they ABS?
Brass.
Are they brass body?
Mm-hmm. Brass. Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, non-lead brass. So answer. I did take advantage and got 50 more. So we'll do our 70 annual, and then we'll have some on hand for the non-consumption list that our meters that are broken. We are doing our meter replacement by the age of the meter and actually the unit, the age and the number of units of water that have passed through. So we've pretty much maxed out and have replaced all our 5,000 unit ones, and we're now looking at our 4,000 unit one. So I have a preliminary list. I need to scrub that and go through it one more time for the 70 accounts. But the guys, water operators, will start that in May. I also, the budget meeting, and I wanted to go back to that, is the 24th of April, so I'm hoping all the commissioners can make that. I'm back in tweaking the money. As you know, chlorine costs have risen dramatically. That, you know, affects us, and it affects the cost of doing business. So, of course, it affects, you know, the price of our water. So the biggest challenge is keeping, you know, chlorine. I know that the government, EPA, actually went and worked with Canada to get chlorine brought in from Canada. The biggest impact on that was that huge fire of the manufacturing up in Washington. They were one of the biggest chlorine producers.
What time is that meeting?
5:30. Okay. The board meeting's at 4:30 and the budget meeting's at 5:30. Okay. And it's on your agenda, so make sure that I put that there, Jim, right?
Yeah, that's
so everybody saw.
Are you going to feed us for that, or do we have to just...
fair question.
Dinner
yeah.
is an issue for
I just want another cocktail out.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to feed you for that. Let's go and look and see how much
you
spent.
You
on. I know. We are. I'm just joking with you. We haven't spent any money.
Don't joke
We're
about
still
this.
Using... all the soda and stuff that we've had, I probably shouldn't tell you that, 2 years ago, we're almost now through that supply. So you'll see under the board where your refreshments and everything are.
Soda
we haven't.
Doesn't change.
No. Yeah, that's yeah. what I, you guys haven't complained, so I keep serving it. So the meeting and
Nobody's
food,
died.
Yeah, the meeting and food expense, we haven't spent any for this fiscal year.
Good.
So we'll do the pizza for the budget.
Can we upgrade? We got $1,000 in the budget.
No.
$1,000 worth of pizza?
No.
Well,
I remember
we're
that
was
not upgrading.
On the website at one point. The perk was like free donuts or something for serving on the board, you know,
yeah.
talking about not compensating board members. So.
So as I said, going back to revenue and expense, we're doing very, very well. No surprises. And that concludes the finance and manager's report, unless you have any questions.
I'm just going to comment too. You were talking about Business Oregon, and I wouldn't be surprised that you see anything happening until after June when the session's over, because the state agencies are so...
They're responding to legislators.
Oh, it seems to be worse this year than I can remember.
We have a lot of rookie...
a lot of new people there, just all kinds of, you know, so yeah. The agencies are really just packed. So.
Are they still rebuilding the Capitol building?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to go around to the backside to get in instead of going through the front doors. And, of course, now it's all security. So, I mean, every time I go through, my hip sets the alarm off. And, you know, so it's, yeah. But, yeah, so it's just really in the, you know, my 30-some plus years in state government, I haven't remembered it this way before. So it's just, you're right. I'd say 75% of the people are new.
Well, including a good friend of mine.
So anyways, that's going to slow things down at Business Oregon too for a little bit. So
the question I had for you with your experience with Turney, did you do a pre-bid walk with them? Or before you awarded the contract, did
no.
you do a pre-bid walk with anyone, or did you just put it out?
We just put it out. We did a pre-bid.
Okay.
We did pre-bid with all the specifications.
Nice.
But I think they did their own walk too, didn't they? I think you told us that Turney been up there kind of
once they got approved for it. But no, we never do pre-walk bids. Well, we offer that up to them,
right?
And so if a contractor wants to do that, we'll offer that up. Nobody took advantage of that. Turney came up once I called them and said, "I'm interested in your bid. I like your bid. Would you meet with me?" Because it was such a big variance from the second and third bids.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make sure they understood the contract, because you have to be careful of low bids and you have to be careful of high bids.
Yes, you do.
But I had done back of the napkin calculations, and I estimated this project should come in at 49 to 54,000. So I was very disappointed in the other contracts that came in at 98,000 and I don't have it in front of me. I gave that to y'all in last month's board report.
That's when you think they gave you a bid.
Correct.
Just to say they gave you a bid, they really didn't want
it.
Right. So, yeah. So that's why I met with Turney. and went out there and walked it, and I wanted to make sure they were aware, and that's when I officially told them verbally I was awarding the contract to them. So I did that a month prior.
Awesome. They do good work.
They come highly recommended. I'm excited to work with them.
Good.
What was the name again?
Attorney. T-U-R-N-E-Y.
Attorney. It's in your board package. Okay. It's under the general manager's report, T-U-R-N-E-Y. That's it, Chris, unless anybody has any questions for me.
Anybody have any other questions?
Okay. Just a general one on the board packet. Can we get the PDF pages rotated for the landscape portions, like for the QuickBooks check register? It shows sideways.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Well, I don't know how to rotate that. I'll have to get with Pacific Office Automation. I'll ask the question because it's printed in.
Oh, that's a grand
concern. Yeah, it's printed in landscape, and I do the.
I've done it before, but it's by accident. So I know you can do it. I didn't know what I was doing, but
I'm sure my grandkids can do it.
I'll ask Pacific Office Automation for the next board package.
Yeah, I don't know what type of PDF software you use, if you have Adobe or whatever, but most of them let you do it pretty easily. Bluebeam, whatever. So.
If it's happened with Microsoft since I quit work.
That's what MM says.
I don't know anything about it. Okay. Going back here to my agenda.
Unfinished business.
We tabled the legal review of the board's policy handbook so that everybody will have a chance to look at it, and then we will have a discussion next month.
So are we going to have the responses from the attorney in advance of the meeting to review those?
Yes.
Okay.
There are some of them in the response that came back.
No. We're talking about, Grant's talking about these questions that.
I'm sorry, this is what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
The questions that were submitted? Right. Because we were supposed to submit them by the 21st.
Right.
To give time to do that, and we're going to discuss that at our April board meeting.
Yeah.
Because I also requested the source material that was used for all of that. So.
Okay. Well, then we will do that in April.
And thank you, Janine,
No. That's not what it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be everybody was supposed to need additional time to review the board relations. That's why I sent the document back out again.
Right.
She made her comments in February. Then you all wanted additional time. I sent that out with March. Now you've had time to review that. So that is supposed to be done, and what was supposed to happen at this meeting was anybody who had questions for the attorney was supposed to have those in by the 21st of March. So two commissioners submitted questions.
Mm-hmm.
So after tonight, unless you want me to wait another day, unless Commissioner Johnson, do you have questions?
Yep.
And Commissioner McGurra already did answer. He gave me a negative. I'm sorry, I should have put that on there. So pending, unless Commissioner Patterson has any questions, these questions now will be sent over to Laura, and these questions with the answers will be ready for the April meeting, along with the review of the entire board policy handbook.
Good. That's what Grant said, yeah. He asked if they'd be ready.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
And that was I wasn't trying to put you on the spot in my previous email as well, Jeannie. I just wanted to make sure that was going to be ready for our April meeting. I didn't need the stuff before this meeting. It was great that you did that. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
But I knew that you
Is it possible to get that? That's a little more weighty thing. I'd like to have more than just the weekend before the board meeting to review that.
Yeah, I told, Laura asked when we would need. Okay, so there's two things Laura is providing us. She already did review the board relations. Then at the last meeting, you all said, I told you there were some things that she said could be revised. So you guys said, yeah, let her take a look at the whole handbook. She's doing that. So that will be available in April, and then she'll have the answers to this. And if you're asking me, you want me to reach out to Laura and say, hey, Laura, instead of having them to us by April, I can have her do it a week prior to the board meeting.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Understood. All right. So then,
we aren't going to have a great deal of time on the 24th.
No, you're not.
We've got the budget
committee.
Right.
You're not. Yeah. It's going to be a very, And you may want to have to recess the 24th meeting at 5:30 because budget's going to be ready to go.
Yeah.
And then go back into it afterwards. But we need to get budget done so I can get the finals done and get everything published. So no one had questions on these. So these are the questions that I'm sending to Laura then tomorrow morning.
Great.
Alrighty.
Okay, new business.
All right, in your board package, you'll see the pay scale. These are tweaks that we need to make in order to stay competitive. And, you know, it goes without saying that the world, we're dealing with significant challenges in workforces with trained water operators. So we're close on what I had the board had approved at the end of December. These are some more tweaks that we need to make. And then I think that we're pretty good on where we need to be. So I denoted in green the changes. It's just a dollar per hour in the different categories. And other than that, it pretty well stands on its own.
So these changes would become effective in the new budget year?
July. Mm-hmm. July 2023.
Good.
Okay. And then unless something drastically happens with the economy, I think we're pretty good. I think this this is where we need to be. And I think for the next several years, this is good for us. Again, I can't predict the future, but I think we're there.
Where do you get, Janine, the information that, I know you want to be competitive, and mm-hmm. I totally agree with that. How do you solicit information from other districts, or is that something that you get through Pacific Northwest section of AWWA? Or
no, I go out and I look at the different sites. I go out to AWWA, I go out to OAWU, I go out to papers. I know a lot of HR managers now in this job. I'll reach out to them. Hey, what are you guys paying? What are you doing? I try to pick similar sized districts to us.
Okay.
And I do a lot of research on it. And it's very accurate.
Well, I haven't figured it out. I've been trying to spin this, but
I'll ask Jim.
I'm just kidding.
I'll get with Pacific Office Automation.
Usually, if I play around with it enough,
make a mistake. Need a motion to adopt this, and
I move that we accept the employee pay scale as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I will call for the vote. All those in favor, say aye.
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 There are no nays.
And
approved.
Just, I know how Janine develops these numbers. I just want to get it on the record that she's using a very thoughtful way. And I encourage you to continue to use that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that really does put us right where we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
I also did, just when I was going out to just, make sure that we're where we need to be. I also was researching medical benefits. So one of the things I'm going to do for employees, well, hopefully we won't have to hire any more while I'm here, but I went through our medical benefits and what we offer. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the best, we have number 10 for medical benefits. No Rolls Royce, nobody meets our benefits. Normally, the benefits we do for medical and for supplemental insurance, you see at levels with payroll, tax accountants, lawyers, et cetera, that kind of level. So in going through and looking at all those and actually punching the numbers, any employee that works for us without a dependent, their salary, you can add about another $795 to their salary. And that's really what they're making because we have zero pay, copay. They make no payments whatsoever. We also pay for the employees with dependents. Again, no copay. So if you're an employee that works for the district and you have a dependent, you add about another $1,295 to your salary. And that's really what you're making here. And I think that's important when we're going through
that's
the job
process. That's a good benefit.
Absolutely. And it's not vocalized, and it needs to be vocalized.
You're right. I mean, that's one of the reasons I've stayed where I've stayed instead mm-hmm. of going into private practice
sure.
is
yeah.
the benefits.
And nobody can touch us. We're in, I would say, the top tier of districts of any size. Something else that that River Grove is unique upon, the board, the board has voted the employee handbook. We do 12 federal holidays, et cetera. I also, as the GM, give 2 wellness days. Those are mental health days. That's very big in the HR world, recognizing mental health of your employees and the time to de-stress. So that's 14 paid days that they get from us. And I do put that when I had to advertise for Bruce's position. I've gotten better at my advertising skills too. So I put those mental health days in. And I had 5 credentialed water operators that wanted to come and work for us. And, you know, of course, the one I selected, very happy with, we're very lucky to have. But, yeah, we're exactly where we need to be. And I know that when I took over as GM, several commissioners expressed to me that they did not feel that we were where we needed to be for pay scales, or that we weren't a good district, and the board was somehow meant to feel like lacking. And you never should feel that way. We are exactly in the top tier of where we need to be for employee pay and benefits.
Great.
Thank you. Now, did you want to talk about the recognition program?
Yes. So,
go for it.
After last month's meeting, and, you know, again, doing a lot of thought and consideration, again, we need a recognition program for our district. Gave you the background on why we have not had a program, the program benefits to the district, how it would be administered, and then how we need to implement and approve the process. So, there's also, I found out in my research, and I didn't know this, there's actually a Public Employees Week, and that's in April or May. So I did call around to different districts. I did not create an Excel spreadsheet, not intending to do that. But I wrote down some of the few that really struck me, because I made a lot of calls, like Sunrise Water District. Port of Morrow, they did a $1,500 bonus last year for all of their employees. They do stuff such as like family barbecues, Christmas bonuses, because bonuses are relevant in all the districts. I mean, the districts are going to bonuses. You've got to retain your employees. They also do like a summer picnic, a holiday lunch. Klamath, they were one that just struck me. They gave their employees last year a $2,000 bonus. So the district has to have a recognition program. I shared with the board many months ago that since 2000, we have cycled through 41 employees. That is too high.
Good Lord.
We've got to have a recognition program. Our employees have to feel valued, and they have to be recognized for what they do for the district.
Sure.
And so trying to meet, taking into what everybody said as I was transcribing the minutes, I came up, I think, with a happy solution in a recognition program. So I want to add to the budget $1,000 and have that be our annual budget. And then with, as I told you, how it would be administered, with recognizing employees throughout the year upon completions of something, or just recognizing them. On the first Friday of March, that's when I left on the 3rd for my surgery, but on the 2nd, I knew I wasn't going to be here the 3rd. I did this. I went out and got a $100 gift certificate for all the employees, and I attached it to their favorite crumble cookie. And I left it at their desk with a note saying, thank you for your contributions, you know, to the team. And that, you would not have believed just the appreciation for that. And we have to recognize our employees and show our appreciation. You just can't expect that to come through a paycheck every 2 weeks.
No.
So, again, I think I expressed it last monthly meeting. I'm very, very passionate about this. We need an employee recognition program.
Discussion.
All the elements you have here under the recognition, the three bullets here, a luncheon for staff, gift cards, apparel, and all the items. These would be distributed through the year?
Yeah, there are examples. I said, you know, throughout the year upon, you know, I was just trying to, like, throw out things. I actually, since we couldn't agree on the bonuses for the backflow, I'm arranging for a pizza party. And it may not be pizza. You know, it may be, like, taco, whatever they want. And I've asked Bruce Reed to come by. He was in here today, popped by to, you know, visit us, because he was a big part of that accomplishment, a goal. And so it would be like that, a luncheon upon something that we've done really, really well, you know, and we are going to have the pizza party. We're going to have it in April, or whatever luncheon we're going to have.
Make sure you let the board know.
I will. And, well, okay, in that, I don't think the board should be here, but
Because again, when you all are here, your presence are, they can't be themselves, they can't be loosey-goosey. Mm-hmm. But what you should be here is we need to have an annual employee recognition. And whether that be a luncheon or whether that be a dinner, and that would be appropriate for the board to come to. It would be most certainly appropriate. And I would encourage you all to come.
Would you object if I came really quick as a representative of the board and said, I want you to know we appreciate
you? No, Chris. Yeah.
And then leave.
Right. It's just like when there was some feedback, and, you know, again, I try to be, you know, very diplomatic in this, when somebody wanted to attend one of our safety meetings. When you come as a commissioner, that puts a whole different light on things. Mm-hmm. It's no longer an employee safety meeting. And the safety meetings, if you read OSHA, are for the employees. It puts a whole different element. They can't be their self. Safety is driven employee up. Mm-hmm. It's not top down anymore. That's old antiquated way of thinking. So if you wanted to come and, you know, say, hey, you know, on behalf of the board, enjoy. But we definitely need some type of an annual where they do get to, get to integrate with you and discuss mm-hmm. things. And it should be, you know, like maybe a holiday party because, you know, I have to be careful. You can't say Christmas anymore. Right. And maybe that's what we do. We have a holiday party with our employees and we do it like, you know, second mm-hmm. week. I really liked, let me go back to my notes. I really liked that. Klamath, they did a party in November, December, and that's when they presented their $2,000 bonuses because if the employees wanted to then use it for Christmas, they had it way in advance. Mm-hmm. And so they call it, again, because everybody's being politically correct, they call it their holiday party, and they did the $2,000 bonus. They also do an awards banquet. We're too big. We're too small for that. We don't have awards banquet.
Is that the city of Klamath Falls?
The district, Klamath. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I've got my POCs and who I talked with, et cetera. And yeah, these are like the caption ones.
The district? That's not the city.
No, the district.
So that's the irrigation district?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot different than a water district at
OCAP. Oh, I know. And I'm not saying that we need to meet. We couldn't meet that.
That's a big district.
But but there's different things we can do. And like on the recognition, I mean, and I didn't put this. It's all is encompassing. These are supposed to be minute ideas. I'm going to start a vehicle, monthly vehicle program. Top truck. And it's going to be whatever water operator keeps their truck the cleanest. I already do monthly inspections, but actually award them. So if somebody's gone out, and one thing we did 2 months ago, I had the guys, we have a checklist for our truck, and I want them all universal. I want them the same. So if your flashlight's over in this area, if I go into any truck, it better be the flashlight there. You better have your ice scraper and in the general area. Other than that, they can personalize it because they have their own, you know, bucket of tools that they have, you know, and you don't want to step on their toes for that. But I've actually, you know, thought about that and a criteria. And when I was going through old military papers about 3 weeks ago, because I had a lot of time on my hands, I actually found Top Flight for the truck and I was going to incorporate it here. So once a month, because I do the inspections anyway on their vehicles once a month. And, you know, maybe just a $25, you know, card for, what's that coffee place that are Dutch Brothers. Mm-hmm. Everybody in here likes Dutch Brothers. So we have to have a recognition program.
So do you want a motion to include that in the budget?
Yes, I want a motion to approve a formal recognition program for the district and starting with a $1,000 annual budget.
Okay.
I guess my question with this, you're saying that these are examples in their program administration. We want to say recognition would be presented in the form of, but not limited to?
Sure.
To give you a little latitude with that?
Well, this isn't going to be like a resolution or anything like that. You're entitled to add line items to the budget and during any start of a fiscal year. So
this will go to the handbook then.
Yeah, I will put like a general, and I'm just going to say samples would include, or some examples may consist of, because you always want to use may. It's not a legal holding. When you use must or can, then you're legally obligated. So I would put may and just include some. And I don't remember what Commissioner, you know, last month asked about, you know, contributing to the 457 plan. We already have that. We have where our employees can contribute leave into our 457 plan. So they don't need that. What they need is a recognition program that recognizes their efforts.
So is there a motion to approve a employee recognition process, including the $1,000 budget?
As outlined.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would make that motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, moved by Larry, seconded by Sherry. Any further discussion?
Nope.
All okay. Those in favor, aye.
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 All those opposed? There are no nays. It passes unanimously. That will be included in the budget for next year.
Thank you very much.
Way to go, Jim.
Thank you. I know.
I have a question.
I tried to meet it halfway. I really did. Yes.
Yes.
What kind of emergency communication do you have if you can't use your cell phone?
We have radios, handheld radios.
Okay. And how many do you have?
I believe 5.
Ready for the chair report.
Okay. The only thing left is the public records requests. And this is an outline of how public records are maintained and the disclosure requirements and responding to requests. There is a written policy required, which we have. And then the fees, which are set, I believe, by the state.
Mm. By each district.
By each district.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They're exactly what Clackamas County does.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very familiar to what the state department, yeah. State does too.
Yeah. So these are the outlaws and outlines. I'm getting my words mixed up. Public information request, there's a sample of the sheet. And that's just...
Yeah, you know, this is exact. I got to admit, I get frustrated with this sometimes, but this is how it works. Somebody will call me up and they want something I know I could just email them tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, you got to file a public information request. I mean, I get it all the time and... I just bite my lip and say, okay, you got to file it in writing, even though it's some stupid single email or something. You got to go. That's what the, anyways. So,
required. Yeah, yeah, that's what I did. So, I have a great deal of empathy.
Can I speak to this?
Yeah.
Okay, so Chair Roth asked me to prepare a little training information segment within her chair report time. To make sure the board is understanding exactly what is a public records request. So I think the simplest thing that we need to clear up is a public record is just that, a record. If a record doesn't exist, you can't furnish it. You don't make up something to fulfill a request. There has to be a record that is kept by the district or the entity of which you're requesting. So,
For example, if you are a salaried employee, which you happen to be, mm-hmm. you're the only salaried employee
Correct.
The board has, and somebody wants to know how many hours did you spend doing something like that, or what did it cost us, there's no way you can give them
There's no way. I don't keep my hours. I keep what I do, and I think the board knows this based on the past. I do fill out a timesheet for you all. It's added as admin salary. I get paid 80 hours whether I work 100, whether I work 120. So I do my timesheet for you all. I also do that because in the past, which we don't need to say anymore, I record my sick time and I record my vacation time because I want to be above board. I want to be transparent in everything I do. So you're correct, Commissioner McGurra.
I don't track my hours by task. There's no way I could possibly do that. I can't guess at that. To guess at that would be lethal. Attorney would tell you absolutely don't do that. But if a record exists, and we and I will say that for public records, I am your public records custodian by virtue of being the general manager. I probably receive, I would say, 3 to 4 requests a year since I've been here. And so we have never, ever, in the 4.5 years I've been at the district, we have never, ever not met our time requirements. And these time requirements are established by law. So it has to be acknowledged within 5 business days. The request has to be completed then no later than 10 business days.
That means acknowledged in writing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Everything's in writing.
This
because
is all
this
in the Attorney General's handbook.
Yep. And it's actually in special districts. When you go to your commissioner's training, your board policy, this is all in their training. Yes, I do it in writing. Absolutely. Because you want to have proof of that. The 10 business days after acknowledgement, it's sent out. And there was a comment from our public comment on why things are sent. And it's not registered. It's sent first class receipt. Because if somebody comes back and says, I didn't receive this, you can really get in trouble with the state. So that's why we do a return receipt showing that the information requested was delivered in time. And it does cost $9.51. And again, if you look at, again, I tell you we get four requests a year. And if you look at our budget for postage and handling, we're well within our budget. There's no budget constraints or anything that is inappropriate about sending a receipt, a request for a delivery receipt.
Alan, Janine was trying to explain about the costs of sending out the receipt, you know, the notice. Could you repeat that for me? He has a hearing problem, so I'm just trying to.
So the timelines to answering to a public records request is governed by law, and it's one of the smallest area, but it has got the biggest repercussions if you don't follow the law in the state of Oregon. So you have 5 business days in which to acknowledge a receipt, and that's done by email or by a letter, etc. Then you have 10 business days after the acknowledgement in order to come up with the records or your form letter of what's provided and what's not provided. The reason that we send that out, and it's not registered, why we send it out first-class mail with a receipt, is then we can track that we've met the requirements of the state. And again, this is such a little area, but it's the biggest area that you, one of the biggest areas that you can get yourself in trouble as a district. If you look at our budget, for the line items for postage and stamps and all of that, we are very, very modest spenders. We don't waste and spend money. And I will continue, unless I get different directions from the board or I'm no longer the public custodian, we'll always send out with a receipt. It just is clean. It keeps everything clean. It keeps everything accountable. Mm-hmm. And again, responding to a records request, I tried to break it down in the different steps. Go down to responding to records request. You provide information. You don't provide that you don't possess, and you don't want to make records up just because there's been a request. Either you have the record or you don't have the record. Our fees are very much in line with other districts. In fact, ours are more on the modest size. And I can say this, only I can think of one time since I've been here that I ever imposed the fees, because it was a package that was like 110 pages, and I just could not see letting that go. But that's the only time I can recall, to the best of my memory, ever charging on fees. I don't do that regularly. I'm pretty good with our records retention. I know where things are. It doesn't take me that long to get to it, so I can get to it, provide the record, and send it out to them and not charge them any fees.
When you do have fees, do you collect the fee before you deliver?
Absolutely. Well, no, yeah, I would call them and say, we have your records request ready.
Yeah, you And mm-hmm. they choose if they want to pay it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah.
If it's, they don't pay it, there is a fee. They don't get it.
Correct. Correct. We had one that I can recall, like in 2021, where the individual wanted the records, and it was 121 pages, and then said, "Well, I don't want to pay that." And so here I was with the 121 pages because they originally mm-hmm. said, "I want this." And so I did that. And so we, you know, ate that on the copier.
And that's just the copying, right?
Right.
I have done records requests for the state of Oregon that they also charge for my time. It was like 15 hours of my time at $75 an hour because, you know, it's my salary.
Yeah.
Whatever it was. And,
yeah.
you know, that's what you charge.
And you could charge here, too. We can charge
for
time.
You know, and this was a big thing, you know, it was a really huge, you know, dealing with the metro stuff, but yeah, it's amazing how much time it can take, because some of these some of these projects, it was 10 years worth of emails I was going through.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Yeah, so. I did the same kind of thing on one project, I remember.
For the county?
Yeah.
That's why you have a records retention schedule, and follow it.
Yep, exactly right.
And we're very strict on here in the district for that.
And not all records are created equal. You know, some emails you'd only retain 2 years. If they're to a specific project, boom, it could be there for a long time.
Yeah, budgets are forever. We've got our very first budget for the district.
And that's just in my office. There's the archives building that's got a whole bunch more stuff.
Bunch of my stuff is down there.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we don't respond to, if we have a customer or a member of the public that emails the district with the form, we don't respond or send documents via email.
No.
Print them out and mail them?
No. If a request comes in by email, I confirm that it's a legitimate email. I look at what records they're requesting. I process the request. I will send an acknowledgement back if they made their request and write in email. I will acknowledge back within in 5 business days.
Right.
I acknowledge your request. Right. Yes. And then I take my days, and I try not to use the 10 days. I try to get it out just as soon as possible. I don't try to frustrate anybody. And I think that we're very transparent. And I think that's a program that's very good that we have for this district. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud of it. We have never missed a suspense. And again, we don't try to gouge the customers. We don't charge, you know, if it's a reasonable request. And then when the documents are made, then I send that out within 10 business days. There was a request that came in via the board meeting, and I did talk to Chair Ross after that. Mm-hmm. We should not be taking verbal requests coming in at our board meetings. And so what I have now is I have a bunch printed where I can go, and if a customer coming in wants to attend a board meeting and make a record request, we have them right there on site, and they can fill it out.
Good.
But there's – go ahead, Commissioner.
So do we want, I mean, my only point is, like, do we want to keep, or do we want to add something on the records request that says, because obviously we can bill for time, right? If someone requests something of you and you spend an amount of time on it that you deem you need to bill them, but we have a charge for a number of copies. If you provide them via email, we don't have the printing cost, right? So would it be worth putting something on here?
I wouldn't provide them email. You're missing that point. I would not provide any records requests on email. I would do it by mail, so I have a receipt of when it was received.
Good.
Yes. By the requester.
So I've submitted public records requests for multiple city, like Oswego, the state of Oregon,
mm-hmm.
And I've done it all through email. You email them the form to their inbox.
Mm-hmm.
They process, they acknowledge it, right, mm-hmm. as they're supposed to, and then they just attach the documents and send it back to me.
Yeah. Again, unless the board wants to change my policies and procedures, that's mine. I don't send it back by email. I send it back by mail where I have a receipt because, again, I have had other districts that have shared the nightmares, and this keeps us clean. It keeps it organized, and there's no doubt for questions.
There also aren't that many records. Correct. I don't think.
I said 3 to 4 a year since I've been here.
Yeah, so I would maintain the current policy.
Yeah, you developed this policy to meet your needs, so I don't see any reason to try and impose our thoughts on that.
And it's consistent with the state and the county.
Well, everybody has a little bit of leeway to develop their own program.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I, you know me, I'm very much organized. I'm very much about making like our finances. That's why we don't have any write-ups on our finances. Everything is meticulous. There is no question for anything. And a public records request can get you in trouble faster than anything. Mm-hmm. And while I'm here and you all give me the authority to be your records custodian, that's the way I've decided to run the program for the district. If someone else comes in and they may want to do it a different way. That's not something I feel comfortable doing. And so in the allotment of postage and shipping, we had $2,000 for the fiscal year. We've only used $296 this year.
So by bringing that up, I'm not stating that I disagree with what you're doing or that it's wrong. I'm just bringing it up as a point of that's been my experience with other organizations. I'm not saying we have to adopt it or consider it or anything like that.
Right. I understand.
So,
and if we get some really out of the normal request someday, we might have to. I mean, I remember we had one that was literally thousands and thousands of pages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They actually brought a printer into our office, and we, you know, we had and they printed it on their own paper and stuff, so they wouldn't have to pay the copy cost. So as long as we had our, but we charged them for our person to sit there,
right,
so that the records weren't, you know,
hit the print button.
Yeah, yep.
Hmm.
So, did anybody have any questions on the public records request?
Yep.
All right, Chair Ralph. That
okay.
Concludes that training.
So.
And this worked okay for me this time.
That's good. That's good. Get back here.
I just got to remember to plug it in and charge it up.
Does anyone have anything else they want to bring up?
Not this time.
Okay.
I'm just upset that Gonzaga's out of the...
Oh, they stunk up that game.
They did.
They laid a big egg on that one.
Well, with that profound statement, we are concluded at 5:26.
1 minute.